Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. We're in Ayin Dalet Amud Beis by the Ibai Lahu. Six lines down where the lines get wide. And today's shiur is sponsored by Michal and Manny Aharon, Leila Nishmas Michal's father, Matisyahu Menachem Ben Yaakov. Okay. Ishve Ibai Lahu. Mahu Limnos Bo Rishon Vesheni. What about, you have an animal that's a pool inside, what about, in other words, if the mother is a Rishon Tumah, does the baby become a Sheni, or is the baby also a Rishon, because it's one good? But, so, like I said, the mother becomes Tumah, right? The carcass becomes Tumah, so like, live things can't be Tumah, although we're going to learn something different now. Live animals, we always have the thing, only human beings are the only live animals in the world that can become Tumah. Now we're going to see if that's so true. But, right, but not a live being, not live creature. Right. So does the heart become a Rishon and then the lungs are a Sheni? No, I don't say that. The whole body is one huge tumor. What about the baby? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mona Bar Rishon Vasheni. Right, the baby goes down a notch. Why? Because it has its own bria. Shir ben Lakish Amar ain't moaning about Rishon v'Sheni. No, the baby doesn't become a Sheni. The baby stays a Rishon, right? Natsi ka'agos hamis kashkeish b'klipaso. It's like a nut running, rattling around inside the shell. That's not two different. It's one. Consider one thing and one tumma. We don't say, well, the shell's a Rishon and then it touches the inside becomes a Sheni. No, we don't say that. Eitir Shir ben Lakish Rabbi Yochanan habasar maganavila. You have Basar Nevela. I'm sorry, Habasar Maga Nevela. Divrei Reb Meir. If you touch a Nevela, right? If the Basar becomes eligible to be a Nevela. What's that talking about? It says in the Mishnah that if the baby sticks out its leg, and then you shack the mother, and then you cut off the leg, right? The Basar of that Ubar is Maga Nevela. It's considered a Nevela. Divrei Reb Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, Trefa, Shchuta. It's considered a Trefa. Now, Fish Lama Lididi, says Rish Lakish, according to me, Damina Chad Gufihi, I hold it's one Gov, Haino Dis, Kasher Bedama Diime. That's why the baby becomes Roy for Shchita, Roy for Tuma, by touching the mother, the blood of the mother. Why? Because I hold it's two separate Briyas. El Zidah, the Mayas Kasha. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, who you hold, it's all one book, how is the baby coming? How did it get wet? Never got wet. So Gemara answers, Amalei, the Shechita itself created Tuma. Oh, Kerb Shimon, like Rabbi Shimon said. We had that already. Rabbi Shimon held that. That was a unique Shechita. So Rabbi Yochanan, I hold like that. Okay. Next. Very, not so hard today, but Amud Beis is when we get to the Ben Bekuah, it's just wild. Eitzi Rabbi Yochanan Lev Shimon Ben Lakish. Following story. Rabbi Yochanan asked Shimon Ben Lakish. Again, Rabbi Yochanan held that it's one book. Rabbi Shlakish held it's two. So Rabbi Shlakish just asked Rabbi Yochanan, well, if it's one book, how can it become tubby? How did it ever get wet? The answer is, says Rabbi Yochanan, no, I don't have to require it to get wet. If it's shechted, the shechit itself is like as if it got wet. Now, listen to Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Shlakish. We have a brayshah that says like this. V'avar b'nahar, it's walking in the river. If an animal, a live animal, passes through a river, hukshar, now it becomes ready to become tummy. Why? Because it got wet. Right? This is talking about a 9-month-old baby that was born alive. It's a Ben Bekuah. It's born alive. Right? And it's walking, it's born alive. It ran away. It's walking in the river. Right? If it passes through a river, now it becomes Roy Bishim Kalatuma. Right? Then, Halach Lebeis HaKvaros, the baby now is a week old, goes to a cemetery, Nitma becomes Tamim. That says Rabbi Yochanan, Fish Lama Lididi, according to me, this makes perfect sense. Damina Trey Gupe Ninu, I hold this two gulfs, therefore, Yishum Hachi, Hokshar In, Lo Hokshar Lo. That's why the Brisa goes out of its way to say that the animal went to the river. Because by going to the river, he got wet. And now he got wet, he's about right to be Kabbal Tumah. El Zidachta, Marzachat Gupahu, but you, Rish Lakish, hold. that the animal is one guf with the mother. It became kosher, it became ro'i by touching the blood of its own mother. Right? So, in other words, why on earth did the bride have to go out of its way to add the fact that it went through the river? So, according to you, it's an irrelevant fact. Okay? According to you, it's irrelevant. So that could, in economics, the bride could give it. Correct. It doesn't have to be 3 years, then it could be a day later. So the Gemara answers now, b'shchita yabeshta. It was a dry shchita. So when the shchita happened, the baby was born inside, the baby was found inside, there was no dam. How that's possible, I don't know. Ooh, the loker of Shimon, and not like of Shimon. I don't agree with of Shimon. That the shchita alone doesn't. Now, wait a minute. We know one of these principles we always learn, only human beings are the only live creatures that can become tummy. Live animals can't become tummy. Only dead animals can become tummy. Dead human beings also, but dead animals. Mantana uber nar huksher halas lemeis akvar. Who said that? That it goes to such a complicated guy of behavior. First it goes to take a bath. Then it goes to the cemetery. Where did we find such a thing? That live animals can become tummy? Only dead animals. Live animals can't become tummy, only human beings. So you're right. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi said Glili. All those Musar hospitals about live people becoming tummy, only you can do two of all those things. Because you said Glili, that's all just for the drush, for the rabbi. Really, it's not even true. Titania. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Omer, Mishur Rabbi Yochanan Glili. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan Glili. Nitma, Tumas, Oakland. Right? Metame Tumas Oakland, that these types of things, this type of animal, a Ben Pekua, is Metame Tumas Oakland. The Chachalom in a Metame Tumas Oakland. Of course not. Because it's alive. Live things can't become tummy. Only dead things can become tummy. So maybe only holds it by Ben Pekua's. Because what is Ben Pekua? Came from. Only Ben Pekua, the other Yishita. The trivia question. What's the only time that someone holds that a live animal could become tummy? Yes, become tummy. The answer is a Ben Pekua, according to Rabbi Yochanan Glili. What, the Ben Pekua? Yeah, but it has to get wet first. So the bride says it when it took a bath. Right? I don't know. Question. Maybe it's the din of Oakland, so it can become the Rishon. Oakland, I don't think it can become an Av. It's kind of complicated. Can't ask me, don't ask me too much. Only, what? Maybe, din of Oakland. Right? The odds of Rabbi Yochanan Tanei, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent, the Amr of Yochanan, Rabbi Yosek Lili, Ube Shammai, Dover, Amru, Dover, Echad. Rabbi Yosek Lili and Beshamai say the same thing. They both say the same thing. That what? That a Ben Pekua that's alive can yes become Tameh. He quotes over here from the Rishonim that whenever the Gemara says that so-and-so and so-and-so Amru Davar Echad, we never pass him like that. Yeah, he says. Which makes sense of it, because they don't pass him like Bishamai. Rabbi Yosef said, yeah, isn't that interesting? He said the reason why we say it like that is to tell you that we don't pass him like them. Rabbi Yosef Aglili Hadamaran. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, we just said. Bishamai, what about Bishamai? Ditnan, listen to this. Now we're going to maybe, according to Bishamai, it even gets extended. Forget that for Kuwait. Dug him, fish, the aim is saying the Kabul Tumma. When do fish become Tumma? So we would answer, when they're dead. Right? Bishamai Omrim, Mishi Itzodu. Once you trap it, not even dead yet. You know what? You have it in a fish tank, where's it going? It's already like dead. Why? It can't go in. It can't escape from you. It's already in a fish tank. Can't escape. But he'll Omer, no, but she moves it when it's dead. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishasha and Yichol Lachayas, and it can no longer live. My B'nai, what's the difference between the two of them? Between Beis Hill and Rabbi Akiva? Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, dog mikareteya ikabinayu. So you took the fish out of the water, now it's flapping around. It's going to die. It takes 30 seconds. So during those 30 seconds, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not matame. According to Rabbi Hill, it's still not matame. It's not dead yet. Okay? What? Yes, that's what it said earlier. Now that we talked about, so the coin to be Shammai, even if it's alive, it's also matame, as long as it's trapped. It can't go anywhere. So, you're going to eat it soon, so it's trapped, it's considered matame also. Now that we said that, we're going to go from the tangent now and talk about fish. So, Bayram Chista, Noldu Begadim Simone Trefa Mahu. Is there such a thing as Simone Trefa in a fish? Such a thing as a hole in the lung of a fish don't have one. They take a breathe in the water. A different kind of trait. I don't know. The heart. Is such a thing? Interesting question. Right, so is there such a thing as a trait by a fish? So, Tibayin Lamanda Amar Trefa Chaya. Tibayin Lamanda Amar Trefa Ena Chaya. This question can go point to both. Right, we have a running machlok in this insecta. Does the trait mean the animal's going to die? Or, not necessarily, it can live for 5 years in the trefa. But the Torah said if it has that defect, you can't eat it. So either way, it's a question. If you hold a tray for King Yeslid, the Hamelu, the Nefisha Chiyusa. That's because an animal is strong. An animal is a big, fat cow. Aval dug him, but small little fish. Low Nefisha Chiyusa. Low. They don't have such life. They don't have the vibrancy of a cattle. They don't have that kind of vibrancy. So maybe, no. They can't live if they become trait, right? And therefore, I'm sorry. That's not the question. The question isn't, is there such a thing as a trait by fish? That's not the question. The question is, if it has a trait, is it now considered dead to be buried with Kabbal Tumah? That's the question. I misspoke, I'm sorry. The question is, of course it's a trefa fish. What the trefa are, I don't know. If it has a trefa, now is it considered dead already? So by animals, we don't say that. I don't have to be dead. Maybe fish is different. You know why? Because an animal has vibrancy. So even if it's going to die soon, it has a trefa. Or it's not going to die, it has vibrancy. Fish don't have that. So if a fish has a trefa, you know it has a trefa. Now ready for Kabbal Tumah. Even though it's not dead. Even though it's not even trapped. Like fish on. We don't have to come on to that. Dilma? No. A still man dama trefa ain't a chaya. A trefa cannot live. Hani mili de behema, the age bemina shchita. That's only true by an animal, because an animal, you have to undo it, because it requires a shchita. Aval dagin de age bemina shchita, aim alo. Fish don't require shchita. All they require is death. Maybe we would say that the trefa does not render it a tame. Take it. Okay? Take it. Next. Back to Ben Fakowitz. Hitila Nathel. An animal has an uber, and the animal, the uber is a miscarriage. Okay, there's a miscarriage. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chelbo Kichela Behema. Says Rabbi Yochanan, The chalev of this baby that miscarried, the chalev is usur. Rashi says one word, v'kares. Just like you can't eat regular chalev, you can't eat this either. Oh, my first lakish. For Sherman lakish, I'm like, no. Chel bo ke chalev chaya, says Rashi. The ein bo ela isur nevela. It only has isur nevela. She ein shchitasa metaharasa. Because there's no shchita here. Aval chelbo kibisaro, but the chelev is mutter. It's like any other part of the animal that you could eat. Yeah, it's a ben pakua. The mother was shechted. Doesn't make a difference. Is it ben, whether it's alive or dead? Yeah, what is the exact case over here? Says. The animal miscarries. What's the story with the mother? Let's do a little bit more. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chelbo Kechelo Behema. the chaylev is osur. Why? Avira garim. The air, the birth of this animal causes it to become osur, to become a behema. Therefore, it's not shechita, right? It's osur. Rishir ben Lakish amar chelbo kechaylev chaya. The chaylev is like a live animal. Not like a chaya. Why? Chadashim garmi. The months require it to have life. It didn't have 9 months. It only had 8 months. Therefore, it's not even considered. It doesn't have a shame of a behema. Why does it have a shame of a behema? Because it didn't finish its month. Therefore, it's not asur midim chaylev, right? So it's still a lot. It's still on the vela, but not current. You tell you not kosher, you don't get current. Only chaylev get current. So it's as if you're eating basar nevela, not current. That's what Rashi said for current. Ikad yamri. Kol hecha, delo kalulo chadashav. If it doesn't finish its month, lo kol, that's nothing. Kikli, you went to the machlokes that. Stuck its hand out. You stuck your hand in. You stuck your hand into the fetus, into the womb. Ripped off a piece of chaylev and ate it. Why would you do that? I don't know. The talash chaylev shall ben test chay v'achal. He ate that. So Rabbi Yoch, what? To say a diet. Rabbi Yoch had a very, very short lived diet. The book was on the bestseller for 2 days. Rabbi Yoch had an amar. Chelbo, Kechela Behema, Chadashim Garmi. Says of Yochanan, that has the required amount of month, the Ben Tet. Therefore, it's considered alive, therefore, it's Asr, it's Chela. Rashir Ben Lakash Amar Chelbo, Kechela Chaya. Why? Because Chadashim Vavira Garmi. It requires both. It requires 9 months, that it has, but it requires seeing the light of day, that it never did yet, it's still in the womb. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a Behema, therefore, it's not Asr. Or it's Asr, it's not Kari. Wait a minute. Very complicated drasha now. Ma chaylev. It says in the Torah that how do you know that a chaylev, the guy who has to bring a carbon, right? A guy has to bring a carbon. So how do you know? It says in the Pasuk that when someone brings a carbon shlamim, you have to bring your chaylev, you have to bring makrav on the mizbeach, the chaylev, and the shtei kloyos. Right? Now, if the mother that you shef has a baby inside, right? So the Pasuk says you have to bring chaylev and shtei kloyos. But if there's a baby inside, you're going to have to bring chaylev and arba kloyos. Two for the mother and two for the baby. Right? So the baby doesn't count. The baby, you don't do that. You shech the shlamim, and you find the baby inside. You don't have to bring the baby's kloyos on the mizbeach. That's clear. Right? And by the way, same thing with the chaylev. Chaylev also not. Maybe the chaylev is mutter. Maybe the chaylev is mutter. Right? You don't have karis if you eat that baby's chaylev. That's why the pasuk says, by an asham, you also have to bring a chaylev and shtei kloyos. Now, you don't have to... Torah did not have to write that. Why not? Because you can learn it out of a kal v'chomer from shlamim. Ma, now I pick up. Ma shtei chaylev shtei kloyos and words ba'asham. Just like the chaylev and the shtei kloyos mentioned by an asham. Mutza miklal shalil, don't include the shalil, don't include the baby. Why not? Because an asham is only a male, so there can't be a baby. That they haven't figured out how to do yet. It can't be a baby. Right? Ah, kol, mutza. Muta miklal shlil. So too, by a shlamim also, where there could be a baby, because shlamim could be in the cave. There could be a baby, the baby's still not brought. Now, Rabbi Yochanan finishes off his kasha. Bishlam aludi di, according to you, this makes perfect sense. Hayanud istrich krolim ute. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me all this. El ludi dach. But according to you, that it's not called a behema anyway, Rabbi Shlakish. Right? Amai istrich. Why does the Torah have to go out of it and say this? According to you, it's not a behemoth. So Rosh Lakish says, you're right, I'm late. Time with the deed, now I'm a hacha. This is how I know I'm right. sense Torah went out of its way, by this Kabbalah, to tell me that the Shlul doesn't count, that's how I know it doesn't count. You're asking me why the Torah said it? Nah, that's how I know. I know from here. Right? That's how I know. They could be Amri. Eishir Rabshir Malakash, Rabbi Yochanan. Others have no. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabshir Malakash, asked Rabbi Yochanan this kasha. Machel v'shtei kloyos amores v'asher mutza v'meklal shlil, akal mutza v'meklal shlil. Right? Just like by an asham, where there is no fetus, because it's a male. Nevertheless, the Torah goes out of its way to tell you, only two kloyos, don't think there are four. So too, when there are four, like by Shlomo, where there is a baby, also there's no, also the baby doesn't count. So Bishlomo with the D, Bishlomo HaKhiv Yetzer Rachmana. That's how the Torah was specific, to let you know that the din of a shlil is not the din of an animal. El Zidach, the Karif, according to you, why can't you bring it? Why not? A Malay, technically I could, but me didn't have a Mechusser's man. Because if you're going to bring a Mechusser's man, it's got to be at least 8 days old. Here's not 8 days old. It's a baby, it's a fetus. Of course you can't bring it. Right, not animal, not for eating in your kitchen, but for a carbon. What? Karat enachanam gets a very interesting point. Probably right. That's probably right. Okay, next. Amr of Ami Hashochi. That's a treifa. If someone checks a treifa, b'matzaba ben tisha chai. See, listen to this one. What do you think about this? You check the treifa. You check the treifa, and inside, lo and behold, you find a baby. Ben Pekua. Now, can you eat that Ben Pekua? The mother has a treifa. What? Check it properly. But the mother, mother just doesn't have a lung. Because it has two huge holes. Nobody would knock it that lung. So, can you eat the baby? Can you eat the Ben Pekua? So, L'divre ha'omer, L'divre ha'oser, Gesundheit. According to Rav Meir, who holds that a Ben Pekua Pekua requires its own shechita matir. Then yeah, give the Ben Pekua its own shechita. No problem. You can't eat it without giving it a shechita, because your mayor held, you can never eat a Ben Pekua without shechita. Then he would hold Ben Pekua's. So divrei hamatir, but according to everybody else, usher. Right? It's usher. Why? Exactly. And the shechita of itself won't help. Right? What the shechita of itself won't help? We learned that already. We're going to learn it again in a few minutes. The shechita of the Ben Pekua itself won't help. It won't help. Well, listen, I want to eat it. The mother of the tree. I'll check this one. No, you can't check this. Correct. We're going to... Right. Correct. Now, according to your mayor, not a problem. He doesn't help the Ben Pekua. They have a baby over here, so go check them, go eat it. But according to everyone else who holds such a thing as a Ben Pekua, you can't even check them. Why not? Well, that's not, that Rashi is going to say something even more radical. We'll see you in a few minutes. We said it already once. Rava Amar, Rava says no. Well, divrei hamatir, nami mutter. Why? What Stewie just said. Arba simanim ichashavei rachmana. The Torah has four simanim, right? Even if you hold that such a Ben Pekua is normally mutter, it's also mutter. Why? Why? Because you have four simanim, and two out of the four are okay. So I have the baby simanim. Okay. Right. Correct. We'll see differently. Amr of Chitza, Hashochet es a treifa. If someone checks a treifa, umatzerbo ben tisha chai, and you find a Ben Pekua inside, Ta'on shechita, it requires shechita, right? Why does it require shechita? Because the mother is a treifa. That's clear, it requires shechita. The chayev bizrao l'chayev akeva, and the chayev to give the matnas kavuna of this Ben Pekua, right? The zroa, the lechayim, and the keva. The yemes, tahar milatame b'masa. And if it dies, there's no tumas masa. Right? Why not? Because the mother, because we have a principle, that by shechting the mother, you remove it from tumah. Remember we had that din? If you shecht a treifa, it can't be tumah. You can't eat it, but it's no tumah. So the Ben Pekua is the same thing. Same thing. Amalei Rava, ton shechita kiman. Who said he needs shechita? Kira Meir. for mayor. Why mayor? Because you're mayor hell. You always require shechita. No such thing as ben pakua. Via mace, tar milatami b'masa, kiman, kerabonon. Who holds there's no tumah? That's the rabbanon. Why? Because it's saved because it's a ben pakua, it's followed up with the mother's din. Does that make any sense? He said one statement with two people, told them two different people. Right? The ratio you held, like Rameir and the same fellow as the Chachamim, it's not a ben pakua, but it is a ben pakua. Which one is it? So Rav Chisda answers back to Rava, Amol Tamer, I think they changed it to Rava, Ul Tamer, Hadotani Rav Chia. But one minute, according to you, we have the same story here. Rav Chia has a brisa where he said like this, Hashok has a treifa, Yishak has a treifa, Umat Sabo Ben Tez Chai, you find a live animal inside 9 months old, Tan Shchita, it's Chayiv Shchita. Why is it Chayiv Shchita? The stomach because it holds like Rav Meir. The Chayiv Bidro, the Chayiv Bekeva. Okay, that's fine. Now, be amazed, Torah, middle time, Masa, and if it dies, there's no tumor. Why not? Why not? Because it's a ben pakua. Wait a minute, is it a ben pakua? The whole thing is contradictory. Ta'an shechita kiman kermeir. Who said you require shechita? Kermeir. Why? Because it doesn't hold the ben pakua. But then he said, be amazed, Torah, middle time, kimasa kidrabanan. Which one is it? So Rava says, hello, kasha. That's not such a kasha. Rav Chia was saying, im kvar matu meis ka'amar. Right? The whole thing is Rav Meir. He found it already dead. So what's the din? What's the din? Rav Meir will agree, right? Rav Meir will agree that if you found it already dead, then the shechita of the mother counts. Right? What? Right. Right, exactly. So you found it dead, the mother's a treifa. Even though shechita will never let you eat it, it won't come from it. That's all he said. That's how we get out of that. Right? It's already dead. Says Rav Meir, shechita would work on this baby. However, it died already. And not only that, the mother's a traitor. I don't know if that's cool anyway, but there isn't going to be tumah here. You know why? Because the mother's shechted properly. It found the baby dead inside. I would have allowed shechita on the baby if it wouldn't be done. Dead, but it's dead, and there's no tumah on the baby. El vidach, but according to you, right, you didn't mean to say it's already dead. So kasha, the kasha. Why? Because on the one hand you say it requires shechita, but on the other hand you say tatame. How could that be possible? Amalei, udidi nami lo kasha. No, it's not a kasha according to me either. You know why? I bought some money, ikasha beirachmana. Torah says it's for some onim. What does that mean? The Torah says it's for some onim. Right? Therefore, the mother's shechita is not good. Why is the mother's shechita not good? Because the mother's a traitor. So I must do shechita here. I gotta do shechita on the baby. And by the way, it doesn't become tamei. Okay. Correct. Goes both. That's what he said. Goes both ways. It sounds like it's a stira. No, it's not a stira. No, then you did a valid shechita. It's never gonna become tamei. Valid shechita. Right? Okay. Kitalok Zera, listen to this, this Gemara is wild. Kitalok Zera, Ashkechel Rebbe Asmi, Yasser the Karma Leil Hashmaitza, he's telling over this part, Amalei, Yasher, it's very good, the Chenam Rebbe Yochanan, and Rebbe Yochanan also agrees with this. Nechlal, the Pelig Yaler of Shurman Lakish, does Shurman Lakish argue on this? Misha Hu Shoyle Bishasikle. Could be, maybe Rebbe Lakish doesn't argue, but he was quiet. If I was quiet, he was thinking it over. He didn't want to rush to judgment. He's thinking it over. Why didn't he answer back? He was quiet. He was thinking. Others say, Mishnah Havi Shasi Vishasi. He was taking a drink. So he's not going to answer anything. He's drinking. You can't talk and drink at the same time. So he was quiet. It doesn't mean that he argued. We don't know what he held. He was quiet. We don't know what he held. Either he was quiet because he was thinking it over. Am I going to argue on this? No, this is correct. Or he was taking a drink. So he couldn't. Okay. Very good. Now, Rav Shimon Shazuri said, even if a ben pakua grows up, right, you can still eat it. Even if it has a baby, you can still eat the baby. Atzal kaladora. That's what Shimon Shazuri held, right? So at first blush, the Gemara says, what? Yeah. Wait. First blush, the Gemara says, Hainu Tanakama. Wait a minute. Does Tanakama say the exact same thing? That such a thing as a ben pakua? What does Shimon Shazuri say different? What does he say different? So, Amar of Kahana, Tifris al gabe karka ikabinayu. No, the difference is if the animal got off the ground. In other words, Tanakama, look at Rashi. Tifris amar al parsota. It stood up. The Tanakama, according to the Tanakama, kibat shaholach, once it starts to walk around, torn shchita midrabanan. It requires shchita na midrabanan. Why? The asi lachlufle le'echol behema below shchita. Because you're going to think to yourself, this Rashi is impossible to understand. Rashi says, you're going to make a mistake and think just like Rashi. The asi lachlufle, you're going to mix up le'echol behema below shchita. What does he mean by this? You're going to think to yourself, there's no such thing as hilchos shchita. Why? Because they're eating that animal over there. They went over there, they took a knife and a fork, and they started cutting onto it. It's a lie. Right? This is my focus. It's the Erev Menachai Ben Pekur. I'm just being exaggerated. Right? They're going to look around and see what's going on here. They're eating that animal without shechting it. Says Rashi, people will make a mistake and think there's no such thing as hilchos shchita. That's not what anyone else holds. Everyone else holds, no, the animal's going to get mixed up in the pen. And then you're not going to know which one it is. And you go, oh, that's the one. You sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's not the one. That's the mistake that's going to happen. Why not? So that's what he's saying. It's a bidir rabbanon. We don't want to make, but Rashi is much more difficult. You're going to really think that? You're going to think the shechita went out the window? That's what Rashi seems to say. Others say, no, that's not the issue. The issue is you're going to mix up, it's going to be in your, it's going to, what? It's not what he said. It's going to be in your herd. It's going to get mixed up in the herd. And get, one of them is a Bepaku. I don't remember which one. Oh, it must be that one. You sure? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. That's not the one. You're going to be overeating without shechita. So to solve that problem, everything gets shechita. That's what Tanakama held. Rav Shimon Shadarit, I'm worried about it either. So Rav Shimon Shadarit says, it makes no difference. Right? Rishon Shazuri says, it makes no difference. Therefore, even if it's grown up, I don't care. You're going to mix it up? No one's going to mix it up. Now, Amr of Masharshi Ladibi Amr Choshen Lazera Av, what about if you're Choshesh for the Zera of a father? So Ben Pekua, Haba al Behemam Alisa, what if a Ben Pekua mates with a regular animal? Havlad ain't lo takana. The Vlad has no takana. This is what we said before. The Vlad has no takana. Rashi explains. A long Rashi, we'll do it because we have to do it. Rashi, ain't lo takana. See Rashi? We did this on Shabbos. Thing came up on Shabbos. We didn't understand it on Shabbos. We're not going to say it now. Sharei ain't, listen to this. Sharei kibishi ain't lo ela simen echad mitad oso. It's as if the animal only has one simen. Why is it as if the animal only has one simen? Because half of this baby is a Ben Pekua. Ben Pekua don't need shechita. So half it's regular. Half, right? His mother was regular, his father was Ben Pekua. So half this animal already had, only needs one simen, really. Because Ben Pekua is. How are you going to shech one simen? The fact that the animal only needs one simen is a halachic fiction. Says Rashi, how are you going to shech one simen? The aim is to require two simen. You can't shech two. The animal's stuck. When? Says Rashi, what kind of shehi is that? What kind of pause is that? What kind of pause like that? Don't think it's a fiction. If it's born with one simen shechted lahalacha, you're going to wait 6 months to shech the second one? You can't do that. Has no takana. When you check the second it's born, I can't do that either. Has no takana. You can't do anything. It's stuck. You can't do shechita. You can't do shechita. Impossible. On the baby. When it's no. On a baby that is a vlad of a half ben pekua, half regular animal. Ain't no takana. You're stuck. That's what we said before. You're stuck. You can't do shechita. Shechita's impossible. Amar Abaya. Hakol Modim, everybody, okay, now we're going to get on to Ben Pekua. Hakol Modim, everybody agrees, the Kolot Ben Pekua, that if a Ben Pekua is born and it doesn't have split hooves, that's a quirk, it doesn't have split hooves, that's for sure Mutter. My time, why? Kol Milsa de Tzmiya Mitkar de Kirilu Inchi. Something unusual, everybody knows about it. Everybody knows. Something unusual, everybody knows. Eked Amri, Rabbi was more machmir. Amri Rabbi, Hakol Modim, the Kolot Ben Kluta Ben Pekua Shemutter. No, the mother also has to be a strange animal that didn't have split hooves. My timer, trade to me, Midkar, the Kiri Inchi. Two strange things people will remember. The mother was no good. No, but it doesn't, but that requires shechita. Here, it's a Ben Pekua, and the mother and the baby don't have split hooves. That's the only time we'll let you wait around, because it's so strange, everybody will know about it. There'll be no mistake. Now, Rav Shimon Shazuri, not worried about mistake. And by the way, we're passing like Rav Shimon Shazuri. Listen to this. Amar Zeiri, Amar Rav Chanina, Halacha Ki Rav Shimon Shazuri. It does not stop Ben Shazuri. Rav Shimon Shazuri. V'chein Hayir Rav Shimon Shazuri Mater Bibno Uben Bino Ad Sof Kol Hadoros. Rav Yonas and Amar, Hu Mutter Ubeno Asar. Ada Bar Chabo Havili Ben Pekua. He had a Ben Pekua. The Nafal Duva Aleha, it got eaten by a bear. Also, it came to Ravashi. They came to Ravashi. Amale Zil Shachte. Go Shachte. Why go Shachte? Why go Shachte? For 1 minute. He said, go Shachte. Amale, Amar Ziri, Amar Rechina, Allah, Rav Shem Shaduri, Rechina, Rav Shem Shaduri, Matri, Rav Ben Asa, Kol Doros. Rav Yilu, Rav Yochanan, Flo, Kama, El, Bibno, Aval, Ihu, Lo. Amale, Rabbi Yochanan Tivir Rabbi Shimon Shazuri ka Amar. But Amar, 1 second. What was the answer to that question? In other words, why are you shechting it? Rabbi Shimon Shazuri holds you don't have to shecht it. But wait a minute, ask Tosfos. What about the fact that it was that a treifa? Why is it a treifa? It was slashed by a chayah. Huh? The bear slashed it. So it's dying. So send Rabbi Ashi, quickly shecht it. Quickly shecht it. What shechting it for? What do you mean Shechta? It has a treifa now. Test tells us there are no treifas by a Ben Pekua. There are no treifas by a Ben Pekua. Here's a proof. Somebody asked. Listen to this. Okay, we'll finish the daf and then we'll talk. Where am I? I'm a layer I'm a Rav and a Bavachina, I'm a Ula, I'm a Bavachina, I'm a Shem Shazuri. Below, oh, I'll call Makam Shoshana, Shem Shazuri, Mishatana, I'll call Kamoso. In other words, why are you Shechting it? We hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri. And not only that, everybody holds like him. And we always hold like him. So what are you shechting it for? They're putting it to us this question. What are you shechting it for? Amale, Anaki Hai, Spirulay, the Amar Biyaka, Lokhi Rav Shimon Shazuri, the Mesukun, the Matruvus Meiser, Kol Shal Demai. No, I only hold like Rav Shimon Shazuri in two places. In the guy who's dying, and the case of Meiser and Shal Demai. What are those cases? Mesukun, but not. Rishona, Hoya Omrim, Hayotze Bikolar, if someone's going out to get executed, and he doesn't have any children, and his brother's a jerk, doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibz, his brother, the louse, so what does he say? Amar kits for Gedla Ishti, where did I get for my wife? But he doesn't mention that to give it to the wife. He didn't say to give it. So what do we do? Since he's being executed, his mind's not really all that clear, he meant it. Therefore, Hare Elu Yichtibu Vitnu, right? Of course he gave it to the wife, of course he meant to give it to her, right? Then we will, what? Because he didn't say it. Imagine if you walk into a sofa store, right to get him for my wife right now. What, you're divorced? Of course you're not divorced. You have to give it. You have to give it. You have to give it. No, you have to give it. You didn't say give it, you should write it. Now, why'd you want to write it? Maybe you want to scare her. Maybe you intend to give. I don't know what you intend. Right? Why'd you walk into that store and ask the sofa to do that? I have no idea. But when a guy's being executed, we know exactly why he's doing it. He's going to be dying in 20 minutes. Why is he doing it? Because he wants to divorce his wife. So he didn't say it. Of course he meant it. Rav Shimon Shazuri was making in more cases just being that guy being executed. Guy's going on a long journey. Who knows if he's ever going to return? Rav Shimon Shazuri, even a guy who's very sick, right? A guy who's very sick, so maybe he won't recover from that surgery. So what does he say? Oh, right, I'm going on these, being reeled into the surgery right against my wife. What's the answer? We write it and we give it. Why? Because that's what he meant. Now, that's the first. So says Rav Ashi, that's the only time I hold up Rav Shimon Shazuri. And one more case. But by Ben Pekua, I don't hold like him. But we don't hold like Rav Ashi. Now, the second case was Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Right? Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. It's Trumas Meiser, but we're not sure if the Truma was given off. So, the halacha is, on Shabbat, very strange halacha, on Shabbat, you can ask the Amoret. Did you give the Truma or not? Because you know what? Otherwise, I have so much food that I have to lose. So did you get? So we hope. So the Mishnah says on Shabbos nobody lies on Shabbos. Who lies on Shabbos? So on Shabbos you can take that to the bank. So Rav Shimon Shazuri said even during the week it's such a hell tested and it's only a suffix anyway because most Amoraim do give. Even ask the guy straight out. Did you give it or not? Right? It's not. Trumas Meiser Shel Demai Shechazu Koma. It fell back in and you lose the whole barrel. Why? It's not enough for Bittel, but it's so much such a loss. So Rav Shimon Shazuri Omer, Afukol Sholo, ask the guy, Bachol Alpiv, and then he can eat it. Someone asked, what's today's daf? Ayin Hey. Someone asked Menashe Klein, or Menashe Klein, the following question. Why don't we just read Ben Pekuas? To get all Hilchas Treifus, to get all these problems of Basa B'Chalav, to get to know Basa B'Chalav issue. You know how many avers people will save people from if we have Ben Pekuas? There's no more rules. No, it's an unbelievable question. Why not get a bunch of Ben Pekuas, mate it with another Ben Pekuas, and then that's it. Start a herd of Ben Pekuas, there's no more Hilchas Shechita, no more Hilchas Treifus, nothing. You'll see how many avers you'll save? Let's go. Brilliant. It's brilliant. So he answers the following. We have to read this inside. I'm going to read it inside. The Kas Abal HaEmet. Listen to this answer. Tell me what you think of this answer. Yora Darka She'elokim Asa Esa Adam Yashar. Hashem made man straight. V'chol HaMosif Goreya. You try to outsmart the Torah, it's going to come out losing. V'tzadik Be'emunatso Yichya. A person lives by righteousness. In other words, don't do that. They asked Rav Shmuel Halevi Wozner and Shevet Halevi the same question. Just breed Ben Pekuas and you don't have any problems of Treifus or Treifus, Pasuk Chalav. And what does he answer? He answers as follows. Torah says, Lahavdil bein tamei ubein tahar, bein chaya hanachelet, bein chaya shol tochel. Rashi said the Abdullah is half the kana, was it exactly 51% of the, was it 51% or not? You have to be very, very diligent to make that determination, right? Bakal he begeder mitzvah, the chalila lehi harher al hamisover shalanu, chas shalom sheef shalanu lamed das kfi hanimsu bidar dar. You could undo 2,000 years of Jewish history. Can't happen. No one else thought of this. No one else thought of this. This kun. What? All right. Rabbi Ashkenaz also didn't give an answer. What he said, it's not how you behave. Same thing. But the reason he wants to do it is to save people from avarice, right? Save people from no more avarice. All the meat. Why wouldn't anybody? Right, people don't want to buy kosher meat, it's too expensive. That's it, it's all over. All right. Everyone have a good Shabbos, we'll resume on Sunday. Very good.